Amazon beat back a union, but questions about the role of technology at work remain. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, in for Molly Wood. As you've probably heard by now, the effort to unionize an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, was unsuccessful, though the union says it will challenge the vote. It would have affected just a fraction of Amazon's workforce, but it captured the attention of the country at a time when e-commerce has become a lifeline and the welfare of essential workers has come under threat. Janice Fine is a professor of labor studies and employment relations at Rutgers University. She says the union push at Amazon and its defeat highlight the growing role of technology in the workplace, especially Amazon's.
They use surveillance technology, including scanners that workers use to track the rate at which they sort and pack items, mandatory daily worker surveys, AI-powered camera systems to detect social distancing violations. You know, they use navigation software, item scanners, wristbands, thermal cameras, security cameras, recorded footage to surveil the workforce. So you have this combination of surveillance for productivity targets, and that same surveillance lends itself to being able to monitor workers' social activities.
Without a union in place, then, can workers push back against this kind of stuff? What kind of tools do they have?
Workers are pushing back all over the country. And that's the thing that I think is really important to bear in mind, that workers in New Jersey, workers in the Inland Empire, in California, workers in Chicago, these are organizations that have for years been working with Amazon workers in warehouses and fulfillment centers. And just by kind of getting the story out there, they've drawn the country's attention to the problems with Amazon's business model, you know, by organizing and getting this far, getting to an election. And so they see this as a kind of a long haul fight.
How does what's happening with Amazon kind of fit into this broader discussion about the future of work?
So I think that there's been this attitude about the future of work that technology is coming, that we in a democracy have no say over how that technology gets implemented, either in our politics or in our workplaces. And, you know, in some ways, it just reminds me of there's this meteor and this meteor is coming at us and there's nothing we can do to stop it. And I feel like we have to talk about the future of workers, not just the future of work. And we have to recognize that we can exercise some control as we have done in the past. And, you know, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. And it means that we need to have a national reckoning and some sense of the ethics of all of this and how we want workers to be treated at work.
Janice Fine studies employment relations at Rutgers University. Amazon says it didn't intimidate warehouse employees and its cameras don't listen in on workers or store personal information. And now for some related links. Janice Fine mentioned that Amazon workers around the country have been pushing back against the company. And in fact, there have been 37 unfair labor charges filed against the company since the pandemic began. That's 3 to 6 times the number in recent years, according to NBC News. And it's not just warehouse workers who have filed complaints. Last week, we learned the labor board found Amazon had illegally fired 2 tech workers who had publicly pushed the company to do more to address climate change and to improve safety in warehouses. The complaints have been so widespread, the National Labor Relations Board is considering consolidating them into a single national investigation to determine if they constitute a pattern of violations. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.